17 top central bankers and government officials have met at a forum held by the Macroeconomic and Financial Management Institute of Eastern and Southern Africa, or MEFMI, an intergovernmental organization of 14 Eastern and Southern African nations. High on the agenda has been the discussion on the use of the renminbi as a reserve currency for the region. MEFMI Executive Director Caleb Fandanga says it's necessary to use the yuan as a reserve currency as China is Africa's largest trading partner and the bilateral relationship is gaining momentum.
The general conclusion is that we should use the yuan more because its time has come. We are doing more business, so it is natural that we use the currency of the country we are trading with. Just the way we have been using the dollar and the euro, we want to use the Chinese currency more in all our transactions because it is to our benefit.
Fandanga suggests the use of the yuan can protect the region against currency volatility and reduce exchange loss. He also says as China is providing financing for African infrastructure projects and some of them come as loans, it's convenient to repay the loans with the yuan.
One of the issues we discussed though was that sometimes if you have borrowed or you buy something from China, they want to bill you in dollars. Now we are saying our government must start discussing with the Chinese enterprises, government, so that we are billed in yuan. And then we can pay in yuan, because there's no point if we start keeping our reserves in yuan. But to pay China, we have to use dollars. It's no good.
Fandanga admits challenges exist and a lot needs to be done in order to take advantage of the new situation as the importance of yuan is increasing every day.
And I think what we need to do is more information about who is active in the yuan market. If we put the yuan as a reserve currency, you can't just pack it in the room, you have to invest it. So to be able to invest in the Chinese currency, you need to know products in which you can invest your money. And also, the returns, what percentage do you get by investing in yuan?
MEFMI is planning to invite Chinese experts to attend future discussions, pushing for the drive to take the Chinese yuan as a reserve currency. The institute is working closely with the ministries of finance and central banks in Eastern and Southern Africa, providing them with financial advice. For CRI, I'm Gao Junya, reporting from Harare, Zimbabwe.